Why you should grade your information sources. The amount of information we consume every day has long exceeded what the brain can process. Newsletters, news apps, podcasts, short video platforms, every push notification is competing for your attention. But have you noticed that the more you consume, the less actually stays with you? The issue is not how much you read, but whether what you read deserves your time. Grading your information sources is, at its core, making a budget for your attention. Attention is a scarce resource. There are only so many hours in a day, and every minute has an opportunity cost. When you give equal time to a piece of entertainment gossip and a serious industry report, the returns are worlds apart. Grading is the acknowledgement that not all information deserves your time. Many people mistakenly believe that information management is just about cutting back, so they frantically unfollow accounts and uninstall apps, only to reinstall everything 2 weeks later. Pure subtraction breeds anxiety. You are afraid of missing out. Grading works differently. Instead of deleting everything at once, it assigns a priority to every source, letting high-value content enter the main channel and pushing low-value content to the margins or out entirely. What this method truly changes is your default state. In the past, you were passively led by push notifications. Now you actively arrange a place for every type of information. Over time, the energy you spend on filtering drops noticeably, because you have already made the judgment in advance and only need to execute by level afterwards. This is the secret of information management masters. They do not think each time they pick up the phone, they think it through once when designing the system, then let the system do the rest. The truth about information overload, it is not too much, but disordered. The term information overload has been overused to the point where it obscures the real problem. For most people, the difficulty is not that there is too much information, but that the information lacks structure. Imagine a room full of books, all piled on the floor. You would certainly feel lost. But if they were arranged on shelves by topic, your experience would be completely different even with the same number of books. The gap in information management often comes down to the presence or absence of structure. The first symptom of disorder is that information on the same topic is scattered everywhere. In the morning, you read an article about artificial intelligence on a newsletter. At noon, you hear related content on a podcast. In the evening, you stumble across it again on a video feed. Each piece is isolated and disconnected, and you struggle to piece them into a coherent understanding. If sources are not graded, there is no unified organizing logic, and similar content simply scatters at random. The second symptom is that content of wildly different quality is mixed together. In your feed, deep industry analysis, breaking news, emotional commentary, and marketing all appear in the same form. Your brain has not been told in advance how much to trust them, so every piece requires on-the-spot judgment. That in itself is a heavy cognitive burden. Grading solves exactly this structural problem. It assigns a level label to every source, lets similar content settle into place, and makes quality differences visible. Once the structure is in place, you no longer need to decide is this worth reading every single time, because the decision has already been made inside the structure. That is the real value of grading. It takes a judgment that recurs constantly and digests it in advance. A four-level grading model for information sources, from S to C. To make grading practical, here is a four-level model, simplified from common practice in enterprise content management and adapted to the individual scenario. It is simple enough to fit on one sheet of paper, yet strict enough to tell the real value of most sources. The four levels, from highest to lowest, are S, A, B, and C. S-level sources are your core feeds, kept to a single-digit count, usually no more than 5 to 8. This level is characterized by reliability, continuity, and strong relevance to your current core goals. They supply your most critical long-term input, authoritative journals in your field, top-tier industry reports, and authors you follow long-term and who rarely make mistakes. S-level content deserves to be read on schedule, completely, and deeply. A-level sources are important supplements and can hold dozens of entries. Their quality is stable, But not every piece deserves close reading. Well-known media in your industry, excellent newsletters worth following, high-quality podcasts. The processing strategy for A-level is quick scanning. The headline and opening decide whether you go deeper. They broaden your horizon without occupying your main attention. B-level sources are marginal information, the nice-to-read category. Entertainment content, general news, and recreational videos mostly belong here. Their value lies in relaxation and staying connected, not in acquiring key information. For B-level content, set a fixed time slot and a time limit, say 20 minutes at lunch or 30 minutes before bed, to prevent them from crowding out core time. C-level sources are what should be eliminated. Low-quality clickbait accounts, headline sensationalists, emotion-stirring content, and ads disguised as news all belong to this tier. C-level does not participate in your daily consumption. Unfollow them or block them outright. If you are reluctant to let go, give yourself a one-month observation period. After a month, you will find that life without them loses nothing. Professional analysis, cost-benefit and quantitative verification of the grading model. The grading model looks simple, but its value must be verified quantitatively, otherwise it reads